current news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Dan Sullivan says that the senator is going to work through the weekend on that $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine. Senate Armed Services Committee member Sullivan says the supplemental aid bill also offers robust assistance to other allies like Israel and Taiwan.
The components of this legislation, particularly on Taiwan and Israel, which generally unifies Republicans, is really, really strong. Much stronger than what Biden set up.
And we get more details on the ongoing deliberations on Capitol Hill from correspondent Ben Thomas.
The vote was 64-19, with 14 Republicans joining Democrats to move the foreign aid package forward. GOP senators more closely aligned with Donald Trump, the party's presidential frontrunner, aren't putting a priority on stopping Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And even if the aid gets through the Senate with possible Sunday voting, the package still faces an uncertain future in the House.
And that is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. California Governor Gavin Newsom is sending prosecutors to Oakland.
The move to help crack down on rising crime in the San Francisco Bay Area city, where robberies in broad daylight have been getting national attention. Newsom said he would deploy 120 California Highway Patrol officers to Oakland to assist with targeted crackdowns on criminal activity, including vehicle and retail theft. Newsom did not say how many prosecutors would be sent. The city of 400,000 people is seeing a spike in violent crimes, even though crime in other California urban centers is falling. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street set its latest record after the S&P 500 rose 0.6% of its value on Friday to close above the 5,000 mark for the first time ever. Big tech stocks help lead the way. This is SRN News. Americans rate the country's various institutions. Michael Harrington takes a look at that study.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians on the small African island nation of Comoros. The hardline Islamic president there has been reelected, promising more persecution for believers trying to live out their faith. International Christian Concern says, quote, "Religious freedom in Comoros is close to nothing. The Constitution mandates that Islam is the state religion." This is SRN News. A manhunt is underway after the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee, south of Knoxville. Blount County Sheriff James Liberong was visibly upset as he expressed his condolences via News Nation in the shooting death of that deputy.
So sorry that we've lost a young man. I talked to his family earlier. I apologize for not protecting him.
The manhunt continues. Former President Donald Trump reacting to this week's decision by a special counsel not to charge President Biden in a classified documents case similar to his own.
Joe Biden, his Department of Injustice, will bring zero charges against Crooked Joe, despite the fact that he willfully retained and disclosed troves of ultra-classified national security documents.
Now, former President Trump speaking last night at an NRA event in Pennsylvania, decrying what he calls a two-tiered system of justice. More details at SRNNews.com.